The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Alright guys, so what did we think of the Square Enix Presents show? We just leave it open. Guardians of the Galaxy, sorry, Guardians of the Galaxy. That was an actual surprise. And it looked good. Single player, third person action
and
game.
And it's coming soon.
It's coming this year.
Yeah.
It's what Avengers should have been.
Yeah. It's what Avengers. Yeah, because when the trailer first started, I said it right here, I was like, oh no, so that's another Avengers game. Please God, no.
But as soon as it says DLC,
player, I'm like, okay, here we go. That looks really good, and I love the fact that the show went on for a while. Like it showed it for a good 10-15 minutes. You know,
we had two regular trailers and gameplay trailer.
Yeah,
we had three for that one.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts, guys? What do you think about Guardians of the Galaxy and the fact that you're playing a Star-Lord?
That was my highlight.
Highlight of E3 so far for me.
Obviously,
that was awesome.
The game. The game looked, you know, it did look like it was a last-gen game a little bit. Although, you know, got to give it to them for actually creating a game that, you know, has sort of any source of labor of love as opposed to what Avengers did.
You know.
You know, I'm glad that they're bringing in some of the heads that do right for the comics and, you know, can contribute to the story.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dialogue. There's the whole Mass Effect thing where you get to control what your teammates do, because you're obviously just going to be using Star-Lord in this game. So yeah, it looked good. It's a game that I'm probably gonna get.
Yeah, go ahead. What else do you guys think about Avengers? I mean, not Avengers. Hub Guardians. Nothing.
I mean, being a single player game, not having like the not having like all the like online like kind of trappings, if you will, like how like Avengers did. Just from the ground up, like just knowing what like knowing like who the Guardians of the Galaxy is, knowing what made them successful, especially with the movies and all that stuff, but putting their own spin on it that still works, that's still true to the characters in that world and everything. It's just really, really well done. Everything that they showed with Guardians of the Galaxy was just very, very impressive. And yeah, it just got all of us hype pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm already there. Reggie, you were taking notes, right? What's the next game they showed? Final Fantasy. Oh, okay. So we got Final Fantasy
Pixel Remaster.
Yeah. I had to temper my excitement because I thought this was, I mean, it still could be, right? The 2D remakes of the first six in the style of, you know, Final Fantasy VI. But what do you guys think about the fact that it's just Steam and mobile?
I mean, hopefully they learned from previous releases like that, you know, because like they obviously know like what they did wrong with like Chrono Trigger, for example, when that first came to Steam. You know, that you can't just, you know, crap out whatever, you know, and think people are just going to buy it. So I think if they learn from that, if they learn like from what happened, say with Dragon Quest as well, like when they re-released the Dragon Quest games, you know, hopefully they did, and hopefully they'll make it better. But yeah, you know, I guess we have to kind of wait and see when we actually see what the game looks like, it plays like, and all that.
Yeah, because what I hope it is that basically they port Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 4 that were already on PSP, and then give 3, 5, and 6, you know, better graphics, basically. But the thing is, if we're being honest here, 6 kind of doesn't need too much of a touch-up. It already looks good, you know? It
doesn't need to, but it'd be nice.
But yeah, it would be nice, for sure. But and certainly better looking than the ones currently on Steam. They look terrible. It's not good. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then there was a Mana game in there, right? Afterwards,
Legend of Mana.
Yes, the next game was Legend of Mana for the PlayStation 4 and Switch.
Yeah, what do we think about that?
Looks cool. I mean, like, I was never really interested in the original PS1 game, but I mean, like, they're doing a great job as far as like how like the game looks and, you know, just bring it out like for new audiences and everything. So I'm looking forward to see what kind of changes they made to it.
Yeah,
I don't. Going back to the whole
go ahead, bro.
Going back to the whole Steam mobile thing. You know, I'm surprised, you know, they're porting all these games. You know, we don't know if they're porting. They could be new things. But they're putting all these games on Steam, an x86 architectured machine. I'm surprised they're not porting it directly, you know, into the things. You know, just scale it up or scale it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I find it weird that it's not on Switch. That it seems like a natural fit for Switch.
Well, you know, this is one of the things that these companies always do. They announce it for, you know, some systems, and then like E3 next year is going to get announced for the next gen systems, and it's going to be an announcement within itself. And
well, you know, we got Nintendo with their announcement that they're doing on Tuesday, so maybe that's why it's not listed. So it could be a surprise, because I'm sure there's a bunch of games that they're going to show off that are mentioned in some of these.
Maybe that would be nice. That would be nice.
What game we're talking about now?
The Final Fantasy retro 3 2D whatever.
Yeah, because all those other Final Fantasies are on there. They're on Switch. Even that Pocket 15 version is on there.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
All right, Reggie. What else? What's the next one?
Avengers. Black Panther.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, David, I'm with you. I'm not going back. I can't.
I just didn't have interest in it like to begin with, because I kind of saw like the trappings of what the type of game is. Like when they start kind of saying that it was going to be a model like somewhat like Destiny, but like with the Avengers, and like this all isn't quite clicking with me. I don't think this is going to turn out well. And when it releases, it's like, yeah, there's all these like issues with it. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I played through the campaign. I'm done. I do not need to do that again.
I mean, the new content that they're putting in there is cool. It's just that the base game that they're putting it on top of, you know, it's just not going to save it, I don't think.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think that speaks for the rest of us. Like, yeah, we don't care about that.
Yeah, I didn't care about Avengers when it came out, and I don't care about it now.
All right, next.
Like the next couple are mobile games, so it was Hitman.
We can skip all that shit. We can skip all that shit.
Yeah, skip the whole
thing. Get to the next game.
The Babylon's Fall.
Oh, Reggie, you could tell us about that.
Epic fail.
So when there's an original trailer for Babylon's Fall on YouTube when they first showed it, right? And it looked like a mix between Nier with Demon Souls, but not the graphics of Demon Souls, but like the scale, like the areas you will walk into. It kind of looked like that, and I was like, "Oh man, this looks epic!" Right?
Was this last year?
Yeah, this was like last year sometime. Now it's like
the state of play.
Yeah, I think it was the state of play. It was something that it was on. Yeah. If you look on YouTube, you can find it. But I can assure you, it did not look like what we just saw. That was a big
letdown. There's a 2019 trailer for Babylon Fall.
The one from State of Play.
Yeah.
I do kind of remember this trailer too. It looked really freaking cool there. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks so good, and then to see, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, if that's the vision of the creator, fine. But man, it looked. Oh my god.
I don't know, man. I think from what you're telling me, Reggie. Oh, go ahead, Manny.
I'm looking at the trailer again, and it looks about the same sort of overly designed characters and stuff like that. The only thing is, it just looks a little bit more actiony than the previous one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Design wise, it looks pretty much the same, but like the action was definitely more of a focus in the last trailer.
But the fact it's a live service game, forget about that. You know,
that's kind of killed it.
Yeah, and they only show one character in that version of the game too. They don't show those two other people.
Right.
Yeah, this was a letdown for me. It's kind of, after I've seen this, the show just kind of went down.
Yeah, I don't know. It like graphically looked generic to me, man. I didn't see anything special from it. You know. All right, what's next?
Life is Strange Collection Remastered for September 30th from Deck Nine.
All right, what do we think about that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it looks. I wish they sort of did a little bit more to it. To be honest, it just looks like they just sort of cleaned up the textures and maybe use a little bit of a better models or something. But I almost feel like they should have just did a little more, just to, not to change the whole look of it, but just give it a little bit of a better. It is a better look to the whole thing overall. But, you know, again, it is Life is Strange, and I don't think they're going to go overboard on that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Adam? You're a resident Life is Strange fan here.
And no, there's a pattern. I saw that meter was dropping. It just dropped all the way down. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Damn. I'm out. And then we get a new Life is Strange game, the Empath game, the Deanna Troi expansion.
That also.
Life is Strange, True Colors.
True Colors, yes. I'm not. I played the first two episodes of the first one, and I kind of dropped off, you know. I'm not interested. But people do like the series, so it's good that Square Enix is at least giving them that. Don't Nod, right? It's still them doing these games.
Don't Nod, yeah, that's the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anybody have anything interesting? I really don't have anything to add about that one.
Yeah, I think we can
move on. I mean, I'm glad that they're doing remasters, whatever, of the better games from the series. It was definitely the first one, and definitely Before the Storm. Before the Storm is the pinnacle of the series, I would say. Otherwise, everything after that, when they have the two brothers, that there was kind of some hit or miss with that didn't quite land entirely with that one. And I feel like True Colors is kind of going more in that direction as well. It's just kind of missing something, it feels like, from what those first two games had. And I don't know if it's just because those particular characters, because that's what those first two games focused on.
It felt off because that was the thing with the ones that they just remastered. That when those came out, it was like, man, this is what Telltale needs to do. They need to follow this format because this is amazing.
They took the Telltale formula and really ran with it in their own way.
Yeah. So to see this now, it's just, and then with the brothers, a lot of it just dragged. It was a lot of waste of dialogue and no real outcome with they did the little boy trailer. I mean, not trailer, but demo that tied into the main
story. Which I kind of liked. I did kind of like that.
It was cool. It was cool. But the end result was always the same. So I was like, oh, well, we can't really change the outcome. Then what was the point? So I don't know. This really didn't pull me deeper into it and whatever. It's a pass.
All right. What do we have next, Mr. Butler?
The last game was Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin.
Yeah, very interesting right there because
Way to end it.
Yeah, I think it was good. This is a game that's been rumored for about a month or two now. I kind of just dismissed the rumors. I was like, that sounds like BS, but no, it's true. Team Ninja. Koei Tecmo and Square Enix teaming up, for a game that takes place in the world of Final Fantasy I, and even Garland, who was the main villain of that game, is in this. So, and it looks like a Devil May Cry type of game, or I think you guys are more right though than I am. It's Ninja Gaiden type of game.
Ninja Gaiden, makes sense with Team Ninja and all that.
Looks cool. Looks pretty cool.
PS5.
Characters are definitely a lot more interesting than in the Babylon's Fall.
Yeah, go ahead, Reggie.
PS5 demo coming soon.
Oh, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
The main rumor, it wasn't that the game. The game was coming out. That part was true. But the part that wasn't true was that it was going to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, so this is coming to everything?
Yeah, it's coming to everything.
Okay,
Go ahead. Yeah, I think at least from what that banner showed at the bottom, I have to go back and look at it, but I know the demo said PlayStation 5.
Right.
I could be wrong. I have to look.
It might be one of those marketing exclusive type of deals, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was PlayStation 5 only, the demo.
Yeah, okay.
That's the only thing that was
showing. There you go. Yeah. Is it cross-gen? We don't know, right?
I think it is because I think I saw it was on the other systems as well. It's not a next gen game.
I'm talking about PS4.
It is. It didn't even look next gen. So
That is true. It looked good, art style wise, but you're right, graphics wise. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, you could tell.
Riku says it's more like Neo gameplay. I'll take Riku's word for it. He's Mr. Neo.
Introducing our bold vision for Final Fantasy Stranger of Paradise. Final Fantasy Origin is coming to PS4, 5, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and PC.
There you go.
All right.
Any release date on that or window 2022, right?
2022.
Right. That's like the running narrative of E3, 2022, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember a certain other Miss Cleo named Tony Polanco saying that a lot of games are going to be coming next year, not this year.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna be that,
man. Yeah. So overall, good stuff. What were the highlights? For me, you already know. Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
Man.
It's Guardians, yeah.
Guardians, for
sure. That stole E3 for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I lost my mind on that, man.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I guess the better question I should ask is, was there any game that, you know, besides that was a highlight?
You mean on this show?
I'd say Final Fantasy Origins.
Final Fantasy Origins, yeah. I think that's pretty clear.
Stranger in Paradise.
Yeah. I think that looks good. Yeah. Yeah, Square Enix, good presentation. Wasn't like, I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy alone was mind blowing. Other than that, it was just a good showing, you know. I see some people on Twitter very upset, but I'm like, what are you that like? You shouldn't really have strong emotions over this. it's crazy, man. But that's pretty much it for us. I want to thank David Gilton and Reggie once again for joining us. This was a lot of fun, you know. And we have one more stream for you guys besides the regular Throwdown shows. On Tuesday, we will be live streaming our reactions to the Nintendo event at noon Eastern. So that should be interesting. But tonight, we're going to have Throwdown Your Questions. So if you guys are in the chat right now watching this, make sure you head over to our Discord. Start asking them some E3 questions. So, because we're going to have a lot to say.
Yeah, man. Get them E3 questions out.
Let me go in the chat right now. Oh, these guys are disappointing me right now. No questions? We got to do something about that. We got to do something about that.
Use that.
To Twitter. All right, people. We will be back soon. Stay tuned. Later.
Cheers.
Later, guys.